So we're up to Hosea, what's called the 7th chapter, Pasuk Yud, the 10th Pasuk. We'll dedicate our learning to Sarachaya Bat Yosef. And we had been learning about Hosea's warning to the 10 tribes that they will be intermarried. They'll be like a cake that isn't fully baked. You remember he compared them to the oven that's heated, so too their hearts are on fire to go after promiscuity, to lead immoral lives. And so Hashem says, the strangers will consume their strength, and they'll be like an old man without strength, and this is all because they refuse to know me, and even though they're being warned, they refuse to know me, Hashem says. Pasuk Yud. Ve'ana ge'on Yisrael be'fanav ולא שבו אל אדוני אלוהיהם ולא ביקשו בכל זאת. The Navi says, and the pride of Israel will be subdued. They will witness it before their own eyes. And even so, they do not return to Hashem in spite of it all. They're refusing to return to Hashem. They see bad things are happening, and nonetheless, they don't return. The ana is, it will be subdued, like oni, like poverty. Okay? And in spite of the troubles they see, they will refuse to return to Hashem. Vayhi Ephraim ki yonafota en lev Mitzrayim karau ashur halachu. Ephraim is like a pigeon that is easily seduced, as though it has no heart. When you want to get a pigeon to come down into the trap, all you have to do is put some seeds over the net, and the pigeon swoops down to the net, and it's easy to catch it. It doesn't note the danger. So too, Ephraim will call out to Egypt to come and help them. They'll go to the Assyrian Empire, that they should help them, and they don't realize that, in essence, they're bringing the enemy closer. They don't realize that they're hurting themselves. So, who do they turn to? The Egyptians. What history do the Egyptians have? They've always heard us. Who do they go to? The Assyrian king. He should help them. They bring the Assyrian king. Ultimately, he is the one that will exile them. They're like the dove. Sees a few seeds. It swoops down for the seeds and doesn't realize in that move it's really losing its own life. Kashel yeilehu. As they go, Hashem says, they'll go to Mitzrayim. They'll go to Ashur. Efros aleihem rishti ke'och hashamayim oridein. I will spread out my net over them. The fact that they went to them is like the bird swooping down to the net. Ke'och hashamayim, just like a bird that when it's caught in the net, it's brought down to the earth with the net. So too, the Jewish people who were compared to the bird, they're compared to being haughty with their noses up in the clouds, they're going to be brought down. Hashem says, I will punish them, just like I warned their congregation. All the warnings that we read in our parsha, Kishem ala adatam, just like was made heard to their congregation in the desert, what we read in Kitavot, the warnings of what would happen, Hashem says, I'll make it all happen to them. I warned them, I told them, keep the Torah or else, A, B, C, D, we have a whole parsha. Hashem says, Aisirem, I will afflict them, I will bring upon them Yisurim, Kishema, like the testimony that was made heard, la adatam, to their congregation. The Targum translates it a little differently, Keshema la datam, because they listened to their advice. Keshema, the Targum translates as I will bring upon them the afflictions because they listened to their advice. And then according to the Targum, this is a reference to the fact that They were warned not to go to Egypt. They were warned not to go to the Assyrian Empire. The Navi kept warning them not to do it, and they didn't listen to him. Two different understandings. There's a third understanding that says, Kishem ala adatam, as was made heard to their congregation, and that's a reference to the Navi Jeremiah, the Navi Yirmiyahu's warnings to the Jewish people. Yirmiyahu kept warning this would happen, and now Hosea says, I will afflict them just as Yirmiyahu warned them would come. So, three possible meanings in these last two words in the Pasuk. Oy lachem ki nadidu mimeni. Woe to them, because they have wandered from upon me, Hashem says. Shod lahem ki fashehuvi. And the pirate will come, they will be attacked, they will be plundered, because they have rebelled against me. And I wanted to redeem them. I wanted to take them out of that dire situation. But they keep speaking lies about me. They say, God's not watching over the world. There's no Ashkacha. God can't interfere and help us get out of this. The second they speak lies about me, Hashem says, that turns me away. That's one understanding. The other understanding is, Hashem says, I kept trying to help them. I sent prophets. I wanted to redeem them. But they kept having these false prophets that told them lies, and that's what kept them from repenting. Two possible meanings here. V'lo zaku elai belibam, ki yeyelilu al mishkevotam. Although they weep in their beds, they don't turn to me, Hashem says. They weep. They're worried about their situation, but they don't call to me. They don't believe I'm watching over the world. Al zagan v'tirosh yitgoraru yasuru vi. Over their lack of grains and grapes, they travel throughout all the nations. Yit goraru, like the word ger, they go to different nations to live there to see if they could get food. And ultimately, yasuru vi, they turn against me. They say, oh, it's a coincidence, you know, we're having a bad year. It's the economic crisis. So they don't think maybe Hashem's doing something to tell us something. No, we just got to make it work. So we'll get a better economist to lead the country. We'll import. Hashem says, I warned them. I brought about what I said. And instead of taking notes, they worry about it. They weep about it. They travel to try and fix the situation. But they don't go to the root of the situation. They're not interested in me. Vani yisalti. Chizakti zirotam. Yisalti could mean to afflict. Yisalti comes from the word le'eso. Le'eso means to bind. Hashem says, and I've bound their arms tightly. Chizakti zirotam. I've tightened the bind on their arms. Ve'elai yechashivuha. And they think that I've done something bad to them. They say, "Beilai yichashivuha." So here there are different understandings. One understanding is when the prophets came and told them to repent. So they thought, they're just an act. So they were upset with the prophets. The other understanding is Hashem says they think badly about me. They think whatever happens has nothing to do with God. Yechashivura is not a specific bad thing, but their thoughts about me, they make me irrelevant. They feel like I nature. If it works, it doesn't work. Nations have their golden era, nations have their problematic era. So they attribute everything to nature. So Hashem says, Ve'ilai yechashivura, and they think badly about me. They don't attribute to me the fact that they're having trouble or things are going well. Yashubu lo al they turn, but not towards God. They don't turn upward. Lo al could mean not towards the sky, not upward. It could also mean lo le to'ele. Al could also mean be from the root of to'ele. It'll be without bearing any fruits. The Targum here says an interesting explanation. Yeshuvu, they return, but it's not that they're returning to the Torah, it's not that they're doing tshuva, but they're returning to rebel against the Torah. It's like chozrim b'tshuva le'meret. They're returning to their rebellious ways, not to the Torah. Lo al. They're not returning from their repenting from their bad ways. Hayu k'keshet rimiyam. They were like a fool's bow. If the bow isn't set right, so you try to shoot and it doesn't shoot in the direction you want it to shoot. Yipelu v'cherev sarayim mizam lishonam. So too, they say that nothing has to do with me, everything's a coincidence. They're like an unfaithful bow. Kekeshet l'miya, like a bow that's unfaithful. You try, you assume you could count on it in a time of war, and suddenly it doesn't serve you right. Hayu, the Jewish people were kekeshet l'miya, like a fool's bow that doesn't support when it should. So too they refuse to recognize that Hashem is running the world. Yipelu, and that's why their leaders will fall in the hands of the sword. Yipelu v'cherev sarayim mizam neshonam, because of the things that they say that anger Hashem. Zulagam be'eretz Mitzrayim. In this midah, they held on to when they were in the land of Israel. Then too, they said, who could believe that Hashem is watching over us? When they were in Mitzrayim, they also refused to believe that Hashem was watching over them until Hashem showed them with the makot. So Hashem says they went back to those ways. El chikecha shofar kanesher al beit Adonai yan averu veriti v'al torati pashahu. The Shechina says to the Navi, Hashem says to him, make your voice heard, call out with the shofar, el chikecha, go extend your voice, shofar, like the blowing of a trumpet, and tell them, and tell the enemies, come quickly, kaneshel, come swiftly, like the eagle, al bet Hashem, over the house of Hashem. Yan averuvriti, being that they transgressed my covenant, v'al torati pashal, and they rebelled against my Torah. So Hashem tells him, call in the nations that have to come and destroy the Beit HaMikdash. The Jews have rebelled against me. Li yizaku, when things do go bad, then suddenly everyone turns to me, Hashem says. Then they call out to me. Elohai yida'anucha Yisrael. They turn to me and they say, God, aren't you ours? Isn't this your home? Don't we have a bond? Suddenly when things go wrong, they say, Elohai, my God, yida'anucha, we know you. And we know the term to know, biblically, means to have intimate relations with. So then the Jewish people turn to God and say, aren't we one? Zanach Yisrael tov, oyev yirdefo. The Jewish people left that which was good, and that's why the enemy will chase them. Zanach Yisrael tov, the Jewish people left what was good. The simple understanding is, it's a reference to the service of Hashem. The Radak has a fascinating shot. He says, what's tov? The Jewish people left Hashem. Hashem is called Tov. The Marikra, sorry, not the Radak. The Radak also says that. He says, there's no good other than Hashem. So that's why the enemies will chase them. Hem himlichu velo mimeni. They appointed a king. It wasn't for me. And that Be'ezrat Hashem, this is where I want us to pick up next week. We have to expand a little bit on what does it mean, hem himlichu velo mimeni. They appointed the king. It wasn't for me.